Yeah, it's fun so much, yeah. You have a good memory, that's for sure, and very nice to speak to you there today. Yeah, we, the X-Rail and I there, we were in Toronto, and we flew down to Niagara Falls, sitting in that beautiful, beautiful hotel there, right overlooking the Canadian Falls, called the Embassy Suites Hotel. Spent nearly a week there at that, and got to see the area around, all around that side of the part of Canada on the Canadian side, before heading south of the border to Buffalo, and then went, picked up a car and headed on then to Erie, Pennsylvania, and on into Ohio. So, yeah, we know where you're at, Scott, and very nice to speak to you there. Have yourself a great Christmas. Enjoy the festivities, and a happy, healthy, prosperous new year for 2026. Thanks again, Scott. Enjoy your evening. Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile. Bye-bye. Take care.
73 U, I'll be clear.
N2, XRZ, Brooklyn, New York City, listener.
Yeah, it's in New York City, you're a little bit light. Signal's a bit low. A bit of white noise on it. And the audio's a bit low. If you want to go again, this is Echo India 2, Hotel India, mobile here in Ireland. A very good afternoon to you. Good evening from Ireland. Over.
Echo India 2, Hotel India, I believe it is. This is N2 XRZ. Name here is Ivan, and I'm located here in Brooklyn, New York City. How you copy?
Yeah, that was a bit better, Ivan. Hello to you there in Brooklyn, New York. Mobile here in Ireland, between the city of Dublin and the city of Cork. And I'm heading southwest here in local time, 3 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening. And it's dark in Ireland. I have the headlights on the car here. I'm on a motorway, or an interstate, as you guys call it. I'm on a motorway here that's heading southwest. It's the main sort of motorway that links Dublin City with Cork City. So nice to speak to you for the first time. Ivan, coming through quite well on that one. A bit of fried egg on the signal to suggest you might be on a handheld, or to get up the power a little bit, it would clean the signal up a little bit. But anyway, we got all of that time. I'm using Echolink here into the East Coast Hub. Go ahead again there, Ivan, from Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile.
Echo India 2, Hotel India, N2 XRV on return. Well, I got it putting out about 32 watts there, and I'm going through a rooftop antenna. I'm on a Linko DR235. Just new to 220, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. So now I'm talking a little closer into the mic there, and I'm trying to see if that'll help a little bit, because mine told me I need to eat the mic. hi there. But you're sounding good. You're quiet in here in Brooklyn, New York there. Over.
Yeah, okay, Ivan. Good evening to you there again. Welcome to the wonderful world of ham radio. I think you said you got licensed about 2 or 3 weeks ago. How did you get involved in the hobby? Did you start out in the CB band, or was it some friend that was already licensed, or maybe a family member? But hope you're enjoying everything about it so far. This is a great system here, the East Coast Hub. You get people calling through it there from all over the world. Fine on the power you're running as well, so yeah, you probably need to hold that microphone up good and close, and make sure you know, just for someone like myself that's mobile here, a little bit of road noise and engine noise, etc., from the car, it can be a little bit harder to hear. But you're coming through very well. I got all of the last transmission. So fill me in on how you got licensed and what got you into ham radio there. Go ahead.
Yeah, N2 XRV on return. Well, I've actually been licensed 32 years, but I've been on 220 megahertz for about 2 weeks now. yeah, I've been playing radio for actually 51 years and 58 years old. Started off on the chicken. I was a tow truck driver, so I used to sneak in his room at nighttime. He had a base station with a PDL-2 beam antenna. So I was a 7-year-old kid playing around on a Silver Eagle. If you ever get a chance, excuse me, to look at my page, you'll see I got a whole collection of Silver Eagles there. So that's what I do, and I've been in the radio, you know, basically my whole life there. But you're sounding good, holding up a beautiful signal there, Hugh, there. Go ahead.
Yeah, fine on everything there, Ivan. Interesting there about the... I don't have a paper log here. I can't keep a log while I'm driving. So I'd like to check out your page, but I don't have a logbook here to write down your call sign, Ivan. But yeah, the Silver Eagle microphone there. Are they the Static T-104s? Like a lollipop on the stand. It starts to correct. You also mentioned the PDL-2 quad. Yeah, they were a great beam. You could switch from polarity, from vertical to horizontal. There were two-element quad, and you could change polarities. They were a popular antenna. They worked very, very well. I started out the CB as well back in the late 70s, early 80s, been licensed there since the 80s, and we've been enjoying ham radio ever since. And we started out on that particular band as well, I guess. Back in the early 80s, the CB, everyone had one, and it was a bit like the Facebook of that era. You know, it was the main, it was a social media platform back at that time on the CB band. But for me, I wanted to get a little more into radio, and so we got into ham radio. So, yeah, Silver Eagle microphones, they're a fine microphone, and I believe they're made by a Static, or the D104s. They're like a lollipop, basically like a silver lollipop, and the push to talk was a bar on the side of it, and you squeeze that, and that was a transmit button. Am I correct in saying that, Ivan? From Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile, over.
India 2, Hotel India, N2XRV on return. Fine business there, you. We copied you 100%. Yeah, the working conditions on this side here is a Comet CX333 tri-band antenna. It's about 20 meters in the air, 65 feet. And the Linko DR235, like I said, pushing up to 32 watts. So I'm doing the best I can with what I have here. I'm also listening to 2 meters here. I got a Kansas City wide. I don't know if you play around on the digital modes. I play the DMR, D-Star, Fusion, and a lot of the digital modes also there, Hugh. Do you play with any of those?
No, Ivan, I don't. I'm just old-fashioned analog. We have a repeater system here in Ireland, an FM repeater system, with about 8-9 different repeaters, all linked in, RF linked in. And I use that on an old-fashioned FM analog. And I use it as well on Echolink. If I'm not in the shack or near a radio, I use Echolink to connect into it. The node number is 225431. 225431 on Echolink is an old number, and I use that all the time when I'm on there. In the shack on RF, I use a Kenwood radio on that system. But in the car here, I use Echolink in the mobile. So, very good. On HFN, I run a Yaesu and FTDX 101, quite active on CW and SSB. Don't do any of the computer modes at all. Don't do FT8, FT4, any of those modes. I just do old-fashioned SSB and CW there on the HF spectrum. So back in that, Ivan, from Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile.
Go India 2, Hotel India, N2 XRV or return. Fine business there, Hugh. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm a RF guy. I just started playing back with the digital modes in 2018. I had an 8-year hiatus from Amsterdam from 2010 to 2018. And at my father's funeral, my buddy who I got in the ham with KD2QEI came with a DMR radio and a hotspot. So it kind of brought me back into the hobby. My license was still good. And when I came back in the hobby, I started building back up my ATL system there. But I got up 270-foot in feds, about 20 meters in the air. I got up a Sigma HF antenna for a vertical. And then I have this in here. So I'm able to get out. You know, I have over 200,000 lookups on my page. So I'm able to get into Saudi Arabia and Australia and different places in the UK. Across the pond where you're at is like a walk in the park for me there, Hugh. So I'm surprised we didn't run into each other on the HF bands here. Over.
Yeah, okay, fine on that, Ivan. Yeah, a bit of crackle on your signal. It's a bit of break up there at times. Don't know if it's the system or maybe or your signal into the repeater at your end. Could also be weather related with a lot of static there at the repeater site itself. But yeah, we're very active on HF doing the solar cycle repeater 330. Sort of hang out on 10 meters or 14 decibel, 24 decibel 961. We're often around there, and 14 decibel 160. And on CW, then I'm normally around 10 decibel 108 or 18 decibel 069 on CW. So, yeah, we're quite active on the HF bands when we get out to the shack. And if I'm in the car mobile, of course, I'll use of the repeater system here in Ireland. So that's it. Ivan, I don't want to tie up this busy network, and there's a good bit of breakup on your signal there and a bit of crackle coming in with the transmission. I don't know if it's weather related or maybe the connection even at my end. So I'll leave it back to you there for a possible final. Wish New Year's a happy Christmas and a healthy prosperous new year for 2026. From Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile. Go ahead again there, Ivan.
Business there. Copied you 100%. You and your take care, be safe, and we look forward to doing it again in the near future. We did log our contact on QRZ there. So Merry Christmas to you. And 73 from the city that never sleeps, and thank you for the contact. N2XRV, clear.
Yes, 73, Ivan. All the very best. Enjoy your evening. Take care. Bye-bye.
73, Hugh. And thank you for the contact.
How about a radio check? This is KC1WQC.
You're sounding
good.
KC1
station, you're getting through fine. Your audio is good.
RV.
Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile in Ireland, over.
Echo India 2, Hotel India. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Tango Juliet. Just wanting to say hi back to you again there, Hugh. How's things over in Ireland this evening?
Yes, all good. All good. Good evening to you. Good afternoon. Mobile here in Ireland, heading to Cork City. And the call is Echo India 2, Hotel India, which you had correct. You might remind me of the name. Remind me of your name there again and where you're located. Anyway, the name again is Hugh, and local time here, 19 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening. for the Troy evening, 11 degrees Celsius. It is Troy, bright, sunny day, but it's dark now because the headlights on at that time of the evening. Go ahead again. From Echo India to Hotel India Mobile, over.
Yeah, QSL, really nice talking to you again. You'll remember me. My name's Mike from Northeast Mississippi. Last time we talked, I told you you needed some more radios, if you'll remember, and that was the last time we talked, so I haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks, but yeah, I just wanted to reach out and say hi to you again. Heard you on there, and just thought I'd let you know I was listening in, but yeah, you're doing fine. Your station sounds, your mobile station sounds really good. Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Tango Juliet, back to you.
Yeah, hello again, Mike. Good evening to you. Yeah, I remember now. I think I was telling you I was in up at the Natchez Parkway, and I think Tupelo are all up there on the northeastern side of Mississippi. I think I was telling you I was down around Gulfport on the Gulf of Mexico coastline there, and but was in Vicksburg there in Mississippi as well. So yeah, I recall the QSO. Apologies, I don't keep a paper log on the car while I'm driving. Both hands are on the steering wheel here, as you'll appreciate, so no way of keeping it. Nice to hear you there again, sounding good. Was in Dublin there yesterday, stayed overnight in the capital city, and now I'm going to make my way back to Cork, down to the home location, which is near Band and County Cork, like the word abandon without the letter A at the start. So hope all is good with you there, Mike, and hope you had a nice Thanksgiving there at the end of last month, and I've no doubt you're looking forward to Christmas there with the family. So I wonder what you've been doing. Have you been doing much on radio, on HF, or do you not be hanging out here on the East Coast Hub? From Echo India to Hotel India Mobile, go ahead again, Mike, over.
Okay, mighty fine, G. Yeah, I, here in the house, I've just got this dual bander in here. Out in my pickup, I have a Yaesu 891 HF rig, and then I've got a Yaesu FT 8900 quad bander out there in the pickup truck. And when I'm doing HF, I'm usually out there in the mobile, in the pickup, but yeah, I've made a lot of contacts. I did work all continents on 10 meters and that award, so I was kind of proud of that one, to do it all on 10 meters. And anyway, that's pretty much the story. I'm looking to get a HF rig to go in the house here, but I haven't yet. Looking at one right now, and the repeater I'm talking to you on is we've actually Harold K5HB has a node there on the repeater, so I'm analog into the repeater, and then he's on All-Star, and really nice, so I don't have to have any nodes or anything here in the house. I just, when I talk to the repeater, I'm on the East Coast reflector, so it's really nice. Back to you, Heath. Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Tango Juliet.
Yeah, okay, fine there, Mike. What radio are you planning to get for the shell house? Have you anything in mind that you're thinking of getting? Will you, are you looking at any of the radios, an ICOM, Kenwood, or Yaesu, or Edelcraft, or you got something in mind you'd like to get? Go ahead.
Well, actually, I do. The fellow that owns the repeater, K5WHB Harold, he's got a second Kenwood PS2000 that I'm going to buy from him. And that's an all-mode transceiver and really nice rig. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's an older radio, but I really like it. The waterfall thing is not something I have to have. I like, you know, a radio that was built really good, kind of like a tank, and that radio, I'm just kind of fond of it. So that's what's going to be the HF rig when we get it in here. But that's what I'm using, Hugh.
Ah, yeah, very good. I know that radio. A friend of mine has that radio. And he loves it. He bought it new. He bought it new when it came out, and he still has it. It works very, very well. And you're right, yeah. Sometimes I know the waterfalls, I suppose, are handy. We get used to it. But a lot of the time, the most interesting signals are the ones you don't see the waterfall at all. The most exotic signals are the ones, the weakest ones, that barely show. They often can be the most exotic of the calls, of the signals, the furthest ones away. You know, it's easy to see a guy that's a few hundred miles away and he's running a kilowatt. You know, you're going to see that anyway, but it's the weak signal that's coming in from the Pacific or the Indian Ocean, or that's quite weak, it's the one you want to get. So a waterfall is not going to necessarily show his signal. He's running barefoot and into a simple antenna. You won't see your signal on the waterfall anyway. You're going to have to listen for it. But yeah, that's a nice radio. I have I run myself at the moment a Yaesu and FTDX 101. I use it for SSB and CW. And I have a backup radio then of a Kenwood, a TS480. That's my backup radio that I use for both modes. I don't do any FT8 or FT4. And we enjoy all the bands there. Very good on your all continents and all that. And yeah, we enjoy the chase of the DX as well. If there's a new entity to be worked with, we'll do our best to try and get them in the log. So that's it. All right, around you there again, Mike. And again, I don't want to tie up the system here. I know it's a busy network, this East Coast hub. I don't want to tie it up there for mothers, maybe who want to use it. From Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile. Go ahead again there, Mike, over.
Okay, mighty fine, Hugh. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Maybe we'll get another chance to talk to each other soon. So, you have a good evening over there in Ireland, and you take care. Echo India 2, Hotel India. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Tango Juliet Mike in Northeast Mississippi. Saying 73s, my friend. Have a great night.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Happy Christmas to you and the family. And a happy, healthy, prosperous new year for 2026. Thanks for the chat, Mike. Take care, 73. Echo India 2, Hotel India Mobile. Bye-bye.